The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. You're listening to an interview recorded as part of our MagQuest series at MagFest 10, the Music and Gaming Festival, in National Harbor, Maryland. Enjoy. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakmas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
I'm Benjamin Price.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Continuing our MagQuest series here at MagFest, the Music and Gaming Festival. Welcome to the show, The One-Ups.
So,
hi.
Do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name's Tim.
And also say what instruments you play.
Yeah, my name's Tim, and I do all the lead guitar stuff.
I'm Mustin. I'm Mustin, and I play synth bass.
My name is Jared. I play the drums.
I'm William. I play guitar.
All right. Awesome. So, do you want to just talk about how you guys got started together? Just to give our fans a brief history of the One-Ups.
I guess it was, 2000?
Mm-hmm.
2000, and... I wanted to do something, and William and our friend Nathan, who was then in the band, or then played saxophone. Well, he still plays sax.
I start over.
he plays saxophone, and William plays guitar, and so, like, I guess you both came up with this arrangement, wanted to do Cuba Beach?
Well, just an idea of it. We started talking in one room. We were like, hey, wouldn't we need to play some video game tunes?
At the in one of the
which is one of the first mentioned.
Yeah, one of the University of Arkansas band rooms, and so we ended up getting a trumpet player named David and a drummer named Chris, and that was kind of the beginning. And also we had Dale North was playing piano and keyboard on some stuff early on, and that was the band. And the first ever show that we did live was at MagFest 1 in 2002. And
the One-Up Mushrooms.
Yeah, then the One-Up Mushrooms, then the One-Ups. So, yeah, that was fun. We also brought in our friend Sean Stone, Ale Sean, to play some guitar. And we did a pretty cool show for then MagFest, 250 people. And now here we are again 10 years later. And it's a pretty different lineup, and but it's still the same feel.
Our set was 15 minutes back then.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I know.
Now we gotta fill all this time.
Yeah, I mean, everyone starts somewhere, right?
Yeah, so...
have you guys been to every MagFest since the first one, or how many have you been to?
No. When did we come back here? 2008?
Yeah. I guess... 08 was my first, and then we did 2009.
Or maybe it was...
Or wait.
Well,
it was MagFest 8.
MagFest 8.
Yeah.
MagFest 8.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. We've been back consistently since MagFest 8 and hope to continue to do so. But then otherwise, and I came personally to the 4th and 5th, and I think the 7th, but...
So how do you think this year compares to previous years?
Dude, this is insane, man. I came out here after taking a nap to the big foyer where you have to turn and figure out where in the tarnation you are.
No one can figure
and,
out.
And, like the past couple of days, it's been, like, kind of sparse, but it was, like, dense. So knowing that last year they capped it at 3,000, that was it. And then this year they have 5,000 pre-reg, and I know that, like, you know, probably another 1,000 at least have come in on Friday and Saturday. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this hotel, pretty ridiculous, right? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome. It's insane. It's awesome.
Some of the exit signs keep falling out, though. I don't know what's up with them. It's weird. It's strange.
I mean, in some ways it was kind of cool having the really crazy tight pack space of previous year's hotels where you had tables out in the hallways, on the floors, in the lobby, everything. Now it's much more organized. Everything's in its own compact space. So it doesn't feel like it's as crowded as it is because there's more space, but there's definitely a lot
and
more people.
What's great is it still feels like MagFest.
Yes.
It hasn't, like, got bought out or anything. So
yeah. Well, how do you think MagFest compares to other conventions that you've been to?
I think it's one of the better ones for sure. Yeah. Top three.
Yeah.
Top two.
What I guess the big
number
focus.
One.
I guess the big focus on the music, the fact that I guess more or less it is the largest video game music concert in the world, that just by the amount of acts and like maybe not people. I mean, you can fill up one of these concert halls whenever they do a Zelda or a Final Fantasy symphony, but like that's the one thing. And
yeah.
Here you're getting all these different fools doing different crazy stuff, and that is in and of itself like just a very unique, very awesome, special thing, and that's what makes it really cool. Bitchin up in Baltimore has a really awesome show that they do in one day where they have a whole bunch of acts.
Oh yeah,
that's where we first caught you guys.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, we're local to Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's really cool too. But like I guess adding in like the panels, and I just got to meet Grant Kirkhope and get him to sign my Banjo-Kazooie CD, and like that part makes it like even more like special, I guess. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like MAGFest a lot.
Yeah. So who are some of the acts or artists or guests that you guys are most excited about seeing as fans?
I'm really excited for Bit Brigade, which is in like an hour. I saw them play Ninja Gaiden last MAGFest, and then I saw them at Bitchin, and I was really blown away at the concept of the whole thing. And Metroid Metal is great, Arm Cannon's great, Random Encounter, Descendants of Erdrick. Almost just about every band that's playing here I want to see or tried to see or have already seen. And we're friends with most of them, so it's fun for us to catch up with everybody and
yeah.
See how the acts, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, it's funny, actually, we're just interviewing the Megas, and they also said the same thing about Brit Brigade, and also we're talking about the Ninja Gaiden
mm-hmm.
show.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Are you guys excited about Uematsu?
Yeah,
very
yeah,
much
pretty
so.
Awesome.
Very much so.
I was standing down there in the concert hall. I don't know, you just walk in, and you're always running into people. And
yeah.
I kind of like almost ran into the Uematsu group. And I was talking to EK, she does like all the managing of the music people, and she was going to take them, they wanted to see the concert hall, and then they wanted to go to eat. And Arm Cannon was on stage, and they were playing their American Hero song or whatever, the wrestling thing. And then, and so Uematsu, you know, he's just standing there with his arms crossed and his big mustache. And the animal says something, and then they count it off, and I had that do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and I see Uematsu, I'm looking at it, and he just like loses it. He just like bowls over laughing, and he's just like smiling really big, and he was getting into it. And I think it's probably the first time he's ever seen people play an arrangement of his music like outside of something like the orchestra, or like something that he's orchestrated, be it
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
orchestra, or like put made
some
into
kind
effect
of official thing.
So like you could see in his face, he was just tickled, and it was a really awesome experience. Like he was just like into it, and so it's gonna be really exciting to see what the, I've heard him practice a little bit, and it's absolutely insane. So it's gonna be pretty awesome.
Oh yeah, I'm psyched for that. So talking about you guys and your music, what are some of your influences, both in terms of video game music, but also just music in general outside of that?
Jamiroquai.
Yeah, that's the one that ties us all together.
Yeah, Daft Punk.
Daft Punk's good.
The Zap Band.
Ratatat is more of a recent one.
Yeah,
James Brown.
James Brown. Fire.
Parliament.
Yeah,
yeah.
Probably funk bands.
A lot of funky
Mozart.
For video game people, I love Jeremy Soule's Cedar Evermore soundtrack. It's my favorite like RPG soundtrack. My favorite Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy IV, so I brought that soundtrack for Uematsu to sign. Streets of Rage 2, it's a Genesis game from...
Yeah, nice name drop.
Yeah.
Choice.
Yuzo Koshiro, yeah, he's awesome, and that soundtrack I think is still relevant. Like, you can put it on now, and it still sounds fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Pop, pop.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really like your guys' stuff because, I mean, there's already tons of like metal, of kind of thrash interpretation of video game songs.
Yeah.
Plenty of rocking out. It's nice to bring a touch of like the jazzy, or just to spread some funk on it.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
We like spreading funk on everything.
Funk on
all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. With the funk.
It's all the beds. It's faces. All the people's breath.
It's encouraging.
It's a liberal application of funk to everything you do.
There you go. Yeah, that's, we kind of set out when we got started. There was the Mini Bosses and the Eskimos and the Swedish band Game Over. And it really wasn't much back then. Back then it was like such a weird thing. Maybe 5-6 bands tops.
Yeah.
And so we had that, like, we played some rock stuff. We were playing like, you know, Mute City and Guile's Theme. But we also had like the, you know, the Latin jazz stuff and slow jams and whatnot. But we just kind of play whatever, you know. Like I had someone ask me if we were going to play Hell March tonight because... He told his friend that we played it yesterday with Hell March from Command & Conquer Red Alert. And he's like, dude, this band is playing Hell March. And he wasn't going to come to MacFest, but he was going to end up coming if we were going to play it again. That's how much he wanted to see it.
Wow.
But, we like all different, we all come from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And so we have all this different influence. And
yeah,
it really shows, I think.
So do you guys ever play shows outside of, you know, video game music shows, just for a good old bar, or just some other types of gigs?
Yeah, we play a lot of bars. I'm pretty confident to say we played more weddings than any video game band.
Really?
We played a lot of weddings.
We played at a single parent scholarship fund once.
Yeah.
Wow. Stole all their beer at the end.
What was that like?
Well, it was cool. It was given to us, but we luckily had room for it in the back.
Oh
yeah,
you remember they were like, they had to throw all this alcohol out, and before they even finished their sentence, William was loading up carts.
He was stealing it, but they were giving it to us anyway. So
I didn't know they had given all of it to us.
He was already taking it before they gave it to us.
Yeah. Just bring the car around.
We'll get the equipment later.
Yeah, it was great. You know, it's some big, you know, bunch of people giving money to this scholarship thing, and then they had an open bar. They gave it. They fed us steak dinners, and it was great.
Recognized Zelda tune.
Yeah, so we're playing, and like it's all these old millionaires, because we live in Northwest Arkansas, and Walmart is there, so there's tons of millionaires. There's Walmart money, Tyson chicken, and all
we
this stuff.
We are not.
Yeah. You guys are not from Walmart money.
No,
we're not.
I worked in their
shop at Walmart.
Yeah. I worked in their deli once, and it was actually good money, but not millionaire.
But so like there's all these like winos coming up to us, like, oh, it's so nice to see young people playing sophisticated music. And we're playing like Super Mario Kart, you know. And I mean, it's sophisticated. It's just funny, like the juxtaposition of video game music and people like being fancy. And then one of the guys, you know, one of the, like, he came up after we played one of our Bossa Nova's, like, did you guys play the Zelda theme?
Yeah. Almost like it was a secret.
So like at the end of it, like, they were like, man, you guys are cool, and we don't have anything to do with all this alcohol because it's already bought and paid for. So like we went and got a hotel cart, and I think it lasted us 3 months of beer and wine.
Well done.
It was awesome.
Were you guys playing in like tuxes or like?
Yeah, you know, we always like to, you know, dress up and do it upright. We're gonna mix it up tonight and do a new costume style. It's gonna be a lot of fun, but yeah, we always kind of kept it like high class. I just listened to an awesome podcast. WTF with Mark? How do you say Mark Maron.
Yeah.
And he interviewed Penn Jillette, and he was talking about how he's doing back in the street performer days. That he would go out and he would like buy like a really nice suit and get his shoes done up, so he looked like he was he wanted people to feel embarrassed to give him a dollar. He wanted them to give him a 20. Mm-hmm. And like I thought it was like great, because that's how I thought about it too. It's like, you look nice, people are going to respect you right out the gate. And,
yeah,
like, you know,
for sure.
Give you some,
dress to impress.
Yeah, dress to impress. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So. No, Mark Maron is just crushing it. My
it's a great podcast.
He's awesome.
Yeah. I just discovered it, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So how do you know, video game music fans compare to other crowds that you've played for?
They're the better.
Yeah.
Better.
They're into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
typically, when we tell people about the band back home and they're not really aware of it, it's one of the few bands that looks worse on paper than in reality, whereas most things look better on paper, and then you hear the real thing and it's a disappointment. But yeah, sometimes we'll tell people like, oh, we're a video game band, we do video game music, and you can just see the disappointment come across their face, you know. But if otherwise, we're just like, we're a funk band, you're going to have fun, come. And then by the time they're there, like, the doors are locked and they can't get out. And then they kind of listen and then they like it. And then they really dig it and they come every other time.
Tim seems like a violation of
yes.
the fire code.
Yeah, I know. It's a...
So, one of the questions I've been asking to all the bands that we're interviewing, Does it ever feel restrictive operating within that label of the video game music? Like, do you ever, you know, just want to play original music that maybe has nothing to do with video game music, but you're playing for people, a lot of whom just want to hear covers and nothing else?
Well, we all do our stuff.
Yeah, we all have to do that. I mean, we're all musical outlets beyond just this band.
He's in a million bands. I'm in 5 or 6 bands. He has a million projects going on. He has all kinds of stuff going on. So we all have our outlets. Otherwise, okay.
This is an outlet. This is our, like, you know, hey, let's just cut loose and do something.
And since video game music is so varied stylistically anyway, it's hard to put a it's such a huge label anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
and
for such a stylistically varied type of music.
Yeah, and that's not to imply that, like, the music isn't original just because it's, you know, based off of a video game music. Like, even just taking a familiar theme and putting a new spin on it is original, but in the sense that some people get very territorial about the songs that they know and they grew up loving, and so there's... Yeah,
no, we've hurt some feelings.
That's true.
We did a version of Terra's theme from Final Fantasy that was really fun, but no one had really ever done anything like that with it. Not to say it was good, it was just different. And most people really liked it, but we got a few complaints about it because we messed with the sanctity of it. But my response is, like, just don't listen to it if you don't like it. There's so many good versions of it that are closer to the original, but this is just how we wanted to do it.
It had already been done so many times. I mean,
yeah,
myself included. Like, I mean, I wanted to do something different. So, yeah, I mean, but, like, you got all these tons of bands. I mean, more than there are here, you know, that just do the straight covers.
Yeah.
And if they're really tight and they put on a good show, then that rocks. And then you can go do that, you know. I mean, no problem. And if you want to see something different, and we still do some, you know, straight cover stuff. But, you know, I think, you know, people just going to dig it because it's just... It speaks to this, you know, to our like-minded, like, we like video games. And
definitely.
Like,
and there's stuff that's so good that we don't even mess with it. Like, Wild Arms, like, I've been trying to do arrangements of that stuff for years, but then I realized I don't need to change it. It's already so good the way it is.
Yeah.
And I would only make it worse by even trying to cover it straight.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. So what are some of your, what's your favorite, like, cities or venues to perform in?
Ann Arbor was really fun.
I like Ann Arbor. I like Seattle.
Yeah,
Seattle's
great.
Great.
I like San Francisco too. San Francisco's nice. I liked Orlando.
Mm-hmm. And this is always fun. This is like,
we like them
a
all.
Lot of fun.
Baltimore is really nice to us.
I don't like Pennsylvania. I'm really sorry for you Pennsylvania listeners out there.
You guys have weird liquor laws.
Liquor laws in Pennsylvania, man.
You guys are messed up.
Speaking of Pennsylvania, I have relatives that are up there. My brother, same thing. It's just ridiculous up there.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, for the longest time, they were higher than Maryland in price, but now Maryland has increased their tax, so now they're equivalent in pricing. But yeah, up in PA, you have to go to a beer outlet, it's a spirit and wine outlet, which I think is run by the state.
ABC.
Yeah, that's true. Because I went over the summer. I went to visit the Yingling Brewery in Pottsville,
nice.
Pennsylvania.
Nice.
And so you had to just go to it like a big. It's like a warehouse just filled with beer.
Yeah,
that's where you go to buy it.
What
so,
was that thing at the pizza place?
Disney. Yeah, we went to this pizza joint and
they had alcohol there. You could buy.
He bought a 6-pack and he's. And
I was trying to buy two.
Yeah, and they're like, no, you have to buy one and take it out your car and come back. And they're like, are you
serious?
Okay.
So he's like, okay, and Jared just like walks out with this bag, puts it in the car, comes back. It's like, I would like another one.
Yeah, he's got a mustache on.
It's right. Yeah.
Like, I buy some beer, sir.
Hello, sir. I would like one alcohol, please.
So stupid.
That will be currency. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
It's ridiculous.
I don't have any other questions. If any of you guys have questions that you would like to ask,
I think I covered it. That you covered everything. That
Your general questions are pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other, before we wrap things up, any other projects or shows or announcements that you guys would like to plug here on the show?
Yeah, we're working on our sequel to our latest album, Intergalactic Redux, that we're going to call Intergalactic Continuum. And we're going to play some stuff that will hopefully be on that tonight. And then Lucy over here has been sitting in the corner. What's up, Lucio?
How you doing?
Yes, very polite. you could feel free to chime in, too. We are
doing some hip-hop stuff that he's been jumping up on the microphone and singing songs.
With these guys?
Yeah.
Kind of went over some of their stuff.
Yeah.
It's all nerdcore very specific hip hop to different games that are popular and some of my favorites, some that aren't popular.
It's cool. He's got this real knack for like actually taking the story out of the game and putting it into the words, and not just like, I mean, you've all heard like these hip hop beats. I heard this dude take Chrono Trigger and just like talk about bitches and hoes, and I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, dude. Can I see you, you know, laying down some verses in the jam space?
Yeah.
But he does the stuff relevant. And he remembers all the freaking actual like the character names.
Yeah,
the little like we were talking about, like Stalfos and like likes and stuff.
Yeah, thumbs up.
So it's
really,
I'm a nerd first.
So
rapper.
It makes us all laugh.
Yeah, and so we're hoping to put something together with that. And wow, there's so much music that we play that we haven't yet recorded. So always something, always working on something. And so we're excited about the future, because we're only going up from here. I mean, obviously MacFest doubling in size from last year, and people are loving it, so we're going to keep doing it.
Signs are good. All right, well, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you
for boldly going nowhere.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.